أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24. اكتشفوا المزيد من القصص العظيمة على sbs.com.au/arabic.
تقيم الفنانة الشابة الأسترالية من أصول لبنانية جيليان كيروز معرضها الفني في سيدني للفترة من 5 من شهر تموز/يوليو المقبل، ويستمر لغاية 6 من تشرين/1 أكتوبر. وتتنافس الفنانة جيليان مع 5 فنانين أستراليين آخرين للحصول على منحة الفن المرئي في نيو ساوث ويلز للعام 2024 نيو ساوث ويلز فيجوال آرتس فيلوشيب. وتتميز الفنانة جيليان بأسلوبها الفني الذي تستخدم فيه خيوط الحرير كرمزية لبلدها لبنان، الذي يعتبر واحدا من أكبر دول العالم في صناعة الحرير خلال القرن 19. تحدثت أنا منال العاني مع الفنانة التشكيلية الشابة جيليان كيروز عن نشأتها في منطقة غرب سيدني وكيف انعكس ذلك على أعمالها الفنية.
My name is Gillian Kayrouz. I'm an artist. I grew up on Darug land in Guildford in Western Sydney. And so much of my art practice is very much developed from my lived experience of growing up in Western Sydney and looking at both identity and place through an image making practice. So I often work with photography and with video and with a range of different mediums that look at place and people.
وقالت الفنانة التشكيلية جيليان كيروز إنها نشأت وترعرعت في غرب سيدني، وأغلب أعمالها الفنية مستوحاة من تجربتها في منطقة غرب سيدني. وتتنافس الفنانة جيليان على جوائز نيو ساوث ويلز فيجوال آرت فيلوشيب، منحة الفن المرئي في نيو ساوث ويلز، التي قالت عنها إنها تشعر بالسعادة لأنه في حال أن حصلت على الزمالة فإنها ستعمل على تحقيق حلمها للعمل على مشروع فني يجسد الفن اللبناني.
Honestly, very ecstatic, very excited. I feel very honored. This is a fellowship that happens every year for a shortlisted number of artists. And so I've applied for this fellowship a number of times and not been successful being shortlisted. So to actually get to this point is already such a win. And I feel, again, so honored. And it really feels like all the hard work that I've put in, because, you know, being an artist or being a creative can be quite difficult, especially when, you know, maybe your family, like my family, have no creative background. So I was really kind of experiencing and finding this path for myself, even though they've been very supportive. So it feels like it's a win for me, for my family, for my community. And I'm really excited to be able to show in the new art space, because they were closed for renovations for a few years. So it's a really beautiful space. And I feel very lucky to be able to be exhibiting in the new space and alongside so many other incredible artists and peers.
وذكرت الفنانة الشابة جيليان كيروز أنه سيتم الإعلان عن الفائز بمنحة الفن المرئي في 4 من تموز/يوليو المقبل.
The fellowship will be awarded and announced on the night of the 4th of July, and that's when one of the 6 of us will be awarded with the fellowship, and we have to go through an assessment process, and they look at the exhibition that is open to the public as well. So we'll find out from the 4th, and then the exhibition is on for quite a few months. So basically the process is kind of like you apply, and then there's 6 people who are shortlisted. So it's quite a competitive process to even be shortlisted. And then we have to go through a number of assessments and create an artwork for this exhibition where then one person will be awarded with the fellowship.
وأضافت الفنانة التشكيلية الشابة جيليان كيروز إنه في حال حصلت على المنحة فإنها ستتعاون مع الفنانين اللبنانيين الآخرين سواء هنا في أستراليا أم في الخارج.
Well, the fellowship would really be an expansion of my practice, and also thinking about, you know, it's really a milestone in my career moving forward. So there are a number of things that I'm proposing for my fellowship if it was successful. A few things that I can mention that it includes is things like a mentorship with Australian Lebanese artist Khaled Sabsabi, along with Australian Lebanese artist Joanne Saad, who's based in Beirut at the moment. Both of them are incredible peers and also mentors and people who I look up to. So it'd be amazing to be able to engage with them further through that process. Alongside that, I'm hoping to go to the Sharjah Biennale next year. So that's like a big art festival that brings over many people from all around the world, many artists, particularly from the Middle Eastern region, together to exhibit work. And that would be, you know, an incredible opportunity to meet other artists from the region and diaspora internationally and expand my networks and really kind of strengthen my position as an artist both in Western Sydney or in Australia but also internationally.
واختارت الفنانة اللبنانية جيليان كيروز العمل الفني بالحرير لتكون على صلة دائمة ببلدها الأم لبنان الذي يعتبر واحدا من أشهر البلدان في العالم بصناعة الحرير في القرن التاسع عشر.
I'm really interested in photography. I've always been interested in photography, and I think when I started experimenting with the printing onto the silk works, I really wanted to think about what it would be like to take photography off the wall, like if we're off the wall but also off our phones, because I feel like that's the main way that we really experience images and photography so much of the time is in a 2D way. So I began experimenting with printing onto fabric, and then I finally kind of tested printing onto silk, which had this amazing transparent quality with the image, which it is a bit hard to see on documented images online, but when you experience it in real life, there are qualities when you walk around the work and walk around the fabric. Sometimes you can kind of see parts of images that you can't see from certain angles. And I think the actual quality, the translucent quality, it kind of provokes this sense of nostalgia with a lot of people. And so I hope that there's also this sense of like memory and collective experiences that, you know, people feel when they experience my work.
وتقيم الفنانة جوليان معرضها الفني في قاعة أرت سبيس في سيدني للفترة من الخامس من تموز يوليو المقبل ولغاية السادس من تشرين الأول أكتوبر.
People can find my work mainly at the upcoming fellowship exhibition, which is going to be at Art Space, which is located in Woolloomooloo. So they can see that from the 5th of July onwards until October. And you can also find my work online on Instagram. My handle is Jillian Kayrouz, or you can catch me at my website, jilliankayrouz.com.au. But that's where you can kind of find what exhibitions are coming up, what work I'm releasing. I do quite a few different things. So if you're interested, I'm always ready to talk as well. But I hope you can catch my work sometime.
شكرا جزيلا الفنانة جيليان كيروز على هذا اللقاء. نتمنى لك كل التوفيق.
Thank you so much, Mana.
اضغطوا على اللايك أو على الشير أو اكتبوا تعليقا. تابعوا SBS عربي 24 على الفيسبوك.